The Torah at the end of this week's parsha says that the Vayas Es Hatzion Achoshes Es Kana Achoshes the Maros Hatzova Osa Shered Tzava U Pesach Ohamoed. They made the kiyar and its base with the maros of the tzova os, which means with the mirrors of the gatherers, feminine, who gathered at Pesach Ohamoed. Now, other than the Kesef for the Adonim, this is the only, and I guess the Abnei Shom for the Nisuim, of the regular Kalim, this is the only thing that we are told specifically of the origin of the materials. People gave gold, people gave silver, people gave copper, but of the Kalim, if they were made, this is the only thing we're told of their origin. And the question is, what is the significance of the Maros HaTzovos? So Rashi here quotes from Chazal that the Jewish women had mirrors that they used for beautification. That's how they would make themselves up. And they brought those to the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take them. It was Moes Bahem, because they're made for the Yetzer Hara. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, take them. Take them. Because these are more precious to me than everything else. Because this is how the women in Egypt, that's how they created the Jewish people. Because their husbands would be exhausted from working all day with the Egyptians. They would have had no energy to have relations with their wives. And instead their wives came out, they fed them, and they brought their mirrors, and they teased them, and they played with them, you know, to get them interested. And that's how they were mamid. Svaos. That's how they created the legions of the Jewish people. That was the Maros HaTzovos. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, this is the most wonderful thing in the world to me. On some level, the message here, according to Rashi, is that sexual intimacy is a normal part of the human experience, and it's not something that should be regarded as, you know, hidden away and obviously, tznius is required, but it's not something that is viewed as a b'diavad, you should have nothing to do with it, it's really bad, it's coming up. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is really, really important. Ibn Ezra, however, takes a different approach. The Ramban suggests it's what Unklus alludes to. Unklus says that the Maros HaTzovos Asher Tzava'u, the woman would gather to be Olmoed L'Tzala'ah, to pray. It was a woman's prayer group. And that's what they would do. And Ibn Ezra explains that the purpose of a mirror is to use it to beautify oneself, and which is obviously related to our desires, our tavos, and they weren't interested in that anymore. They were not interested in beautifying themselves and being attractive, which is related to the physical world. They wanted to live in the service of God. They were more interested in visiting in the temple, in praying, than they were in, you know, putting on a, making themselves look beautiful. And perhaps both of these interpretations are tied to a third idea, that these were either women who understood what the proper role of Ta'ava was, or those who understood that it wasn't so important. What was the kiyar used for? Well, it was used for washing, the kohanim washed their hands and feet, but it was also used for something else, which was the hashgas mesota. The mesota were taken from the kiyar. Mayim kidoshim bechlicharas, may kiyar. They were taken from that and they were used for the ritual. Because this is a woman who has been accused of distorting the purpose of human desires and using it in a bad way. And the kiyar, she was suspected of doing so, and the kiyar, therefore, is bodekesar. Or the way some use, the purpose of a mirror is to be bodek oneself, the purpose of putting the kiyar was to be bodekes the isha who was suspected of being mazana. I would like to suggest to you a third, very, very different approach to understanding what the significance of these mirrors are. A person who uses a mirror is a person who is looking at oneself. It's a person who's looking inward. Their focus is on self. And the bottom line message of these women is that a person who wishes to be in Eved Hashem has to stop focusing on the self. If you don't have a mirror, you can see everybody in the world except for yourself. If you want to be an Eved Hashem, that has to be the perspective. Both looking at the Ribono Shel Olam and looking at other people. The Mishnah in Avos quotes in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Benosha, Rabbi Yehuda, Hu haya omer, asei ritzono kirtzonecha, kidei sheyase ritzoncha kirtzono. If you wish to have success, if you wish for the good things you desire for to come, what you do is you're mevata your ratzon before ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you get what you want, and sometimes you don't get what you want because what you want isn't really what you should want. Everything that you need, you will get if you're focused on the Ribono Shel Olam. If it's batel ritzono, ritzoncha lefei ritzonecha, asei ritzono kitzonecha. I believe that one of the enormous impediments in our society, and it's true in our community, because our community is just a microcosm of larger Western society, our greatest challenge is the mirror. We live in a society where, even if not clinically true, where narcissism runs broad and deep, where the focus is always about me. It's not a surprise, you know, that one of the most successful companies in the world, their products are all I. And that's not an accident, by the way. An iPhone and an iMac and an iPod and an iPad. That's not an accident, by the way. I've never heard of a company making a Wii phone and a Wii Mac and a Wii Pod. Right? Because it's all about me. It's all about me. And not only is it a tragedy in terms of Avodas Hashem, because if you're focused on the self, you can't really be focused on God. It's a tragedy in terms of human beings' existence and meaning in their lives. Doing for others transforms the person who gives more than the person who receives. There's a pasuk in Rus, when Rus comes back and Omi sees how much she's gathered, she says, you know, a foli katit hayom va'ana asis. And Rus responds, Shem ha'ish, asher asisi imo hayom boaz. In Vayikra Rabbah, they quote Tani Rabbi Yoshua, Yosem ima shebal habayis osem ha'oni. Ha'oni osem bal habayis. What the ani does for the bal habayis by being the recipient of tzedakah does far more for the bal habayis than what the bal habayis does for the ani by allowing the ani to be the recipient of tzedakah. When you give to others, when you are focused on the needs of others, you gain so much more than the recipients of your chesed, of your focus. You gain so much more. Ben Franklin famously noted, when he had an enemy he wanted to win over, he didn't do nice things for that person. You know what he did? He persuaded that person to do nice things for him. Because the person who was transformed in the act of giving is not the recipient, it's the giver. The opposite of this way of thinking, or it's a life philosophy, and it is very much infested and infected Western culture, is Midas Sodom. Midas Sodom is Sheli Sheli Vishel HaShelcha. If you wish to be healthy psychologically, if you wish to have a life of meaning, if you wish to be a true Eved Hashem, you have to try to eliminate focusing on oneself. You have to take that mirror and get rid of it. You know that once upon a time in Shulchan Aruch says that using a mirror is Begadisha. It no longer is. But imagine an experiment for most of us. Don't look in the mirror in the morning. Don't look in the mirror. Don't see yourself. Spend a day when you don't see yourself. Spend a few days. I think when I ask you that question, you understand immediately. That's profoundly challenging. It doesn't mean you can't brush your hair, but you know, you don't have to see yourself in the mirror. You do a good enough job. Doesn't have to be perfect. Stop looking in the mirror. You know, Chazal talk about a Balgaiva. A Balgaiva is Dolchek Ragve Hashkina. There's no rule for Balgaiva and a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the same world. A Balgaiva is such an interesting contradiction. A Balgaiva is a person who is totally focused on their self and their grandness. But ironically, what does a Balgaiva want the most? The approval of other people. In other words, he needs everybody else. He's not self-sufficient in that sense. A person who's an anav, who's not worried about his own kavod, who's not worried about how he looks, who may not be worried about how he's perceived on a superficial level, so that person doesn't need other people's approval. Maybe he likes the Rebbe Shlomo's approval. That person can focus on somebody else. You don't want to be a Balgaiva. You don't want to be focused on self. The lesson of the Nashim, who are Sher Tzavu Pesach Omoed, by giving away their mirrors, they were telling us that the key to meaning in life and being well in life and service of God is to get rid of that mirror, to stop looking at oneself, and instead spend one's energies looking at others, at what they need, looking at the Ribbono Shalom, at what he wants. And that's how you reach Pesach Olam HaMoed. Good Shabbos.